diocese has taken very seriously the Laudato Si encyclical and then the Pope's further instruction in Laudate Deum about the importance of climate change and the conversion that's necessary to be better stewards of creation. We have been working on this for a number of years, especially as the encyclical draws towards its 10th anniversary. I've been in the diocese 9 years, so it's been really my whole time here. It's a particular challenge in this diocese because we consist of 50 counties in central and eastern Kentucky. 40 of those counties are Appalachian, and many of those depended on coal for their livelihoods. Many of the people are still in economic difficulties because of the collapse of coal. So we try to be sensitive to the workers and those who've been supported by that industry, at the same time promoting green energy and sources of energy that are renewable for the good of the planet. So the current plan that was unveiled with this new year brings together plans from each of the parishes and missions of the diocese so that it's not just a diocesan plan on the books that people are called to implement to whatever degree they can, but each parish has been engaged in a process to create their own plan. Some of them are more ambitious than others, but all of them involve the use of individuals and families and the church structure itself to live in better relationship with the environment.
I imagine that you're hoping that this will unite the diocese around a common goal, especially during this Jubilee year.
It is a very good hope for uniting us, given the challenges especially of this issue. But I think having each of the parishes involved, and then at a recent gathering, each of the parishes shared their plans with other parishes in their own deanery within the diocese so that they might find where they can collaborate and are overlapping in some ways. So it is all very good. It's a challenge to bring together the different dimensions of the diocese. We have a more affluent section of the diocese that is in what is called the bluegrass of Kentucky, and then the challenges of Appalachian mountain regions, and then also our immigrant and refugee community, which we're also trying to engage as much as possible in this process.
Is there anything else you'd like to add and tell us about this project?
Well, it's been exciting to see even places that I thought would be slower to become engaged with the plan. When I visited there, I find that they're not using disposable cutlery and plates and things like that, that they've engaged with recycling to the best of their ability and are learning more about the issues. I hope to continue to see that grow. It's been very encouraging for me. Also, the installation of solar panels on some of our churches, and we hope to see a lot more of that happen in the coming years so that we can meet our goal of being carbon zero or net zero by 2030, which is pretty close at hand.